prepare your eyes. It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM Breakfast.
Morning, Latia.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. You know, we're closer and closer to the weekend with every passing minute. So, yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, can't complain.
Now, you have just wrapped up a jam-packed New Zealand International Film Festival program. Off-air, you were saying that as you were hoping to, you managed to fit, six films into the last 2 days of the festival?
Yeah, I actually lost count, but it was like a few features and a lot of short films.
Yes.
So there was a whole lot in there, but it was great. But I'm trying to, I think, like consolidate my thoughts about all of them.
Yeah. Does it feel like a strange dream?
It does a little bit. Yeah. It does, and I wish the festival had been longer to kind of space it out. But you know, I'm still happy it all went ahead. So.
Yes. Now, what are we chatting about today? Something that you did manage to catch over the final weekend?
Yeah, so last Saturday at the Civic, I saw Jane Schoenbrunn's film, I Saw the TV Glow, which was definitely at the top, like one of the top ones on my list, and it didn't disappoint, which I'm very happy about, but there's a lot to say about it.
Okay. Talk us through it.
So I'll kind of run through. The basic plot is there is a boy called Owen, and he, through a classmate, is introduced to a mysterious late-night television show called The Pink Opaque, and it's like a supernatural TV show, and it's sort of very much like Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And these two teenagers, Owen and Maddie, get very obsessed with this TV show, but then... as the description says, in the pale glow of the television, Owen's view of reality begins to crack. And so that's a very, I think, I'd say a surface level description, because there is a lot of, it's a very, very layered film, and there's a really strong, I don't want to spoil it, but there is this really kind of beautiful but also heartbreaking allegory that's happening with Owen as he comes to understand, I think, himself, and then what as the TV show and sort of reality and fiction kind of bleed together. And I think if people are fans of like Donnie Darko, Twin Peaks, you know, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, it really takes off that kind of like late 90s, early 2000s kind of indie, slightly kind of grungy emo film.
Would you say like strong sort of themes of loneliness? That's kind of where I sit with Donnie Darko.
Yeah. I think there's themes of loneliness, of isolation, and then the kind of the terror that can happen, the beauty and the terror of becoming obsessed into a form of media and the nostalgia. But there's also another, I think the allegory underneath it around gender and, you know, when I think someone becomes the architect of their own prison. I don't want to ruin it, but there's a lot. I think it's a beautifully crafted film. I don't think it's particularly palatable in a lot of ways. Like, it's not something that I think is sort of like a fun family time that everyone's going to enjoy, but I think Jane is an incredible director. They have a very unique visual style. I think they're one of the most exciting filmmakers of their generation, and I think this film is actually one of the most, I think, important films of, I think, in recent memory. I think it's doing something really, really interesting narratively, visually. There's a lot to unpack. I think the ending is quite polarizing, but that's always a good thing. It means, I think, if anything, it will get an emotional response, whatever layer you kind of read it at, and I'm just really excited to see what Jane does next. I've been following their career for a little while now, and I think it's cool. This is a really original film. Yeah.
So it's going to be a screen trilogy, but also are there going to be a bunch of novels to follow?
Well, I'm not sure about that. I did read up. I think the director said that there's like a potential sequel, which it does set itself up for that, but I can see how they can build into that the universe could expand into other stories. Like there is, it is a very unique world because it's sort of layered of the film world, then there's the television show that they watch, and there's a lot of world building in there, which I think is really exciting. Also, the soundtrack is amazing. Like Carolyn Polachek, there's some really, really great. It did remind me of watching films like, you know, Donnie Darko, you know, back when I was younger. It just has that feel to it. It's really cool. Really cool.
Would you say it has a pretty distinct visual aesthetic? Because what is an A24 film?
It's a very neon soaked. It's got a lot of the colour symbolism is very strong in this film. Very striking visual detail. Again, that suburban gothic, like Twin Peaks-esque aesthetic. Jane's a really, I think, really strong visually, and the Pink Opaque, which is the TV show in the world, is, it's got that like 90s kind of filter to it. It's really cool.
And so you reckon this is going to get a run in Aotearoa post-film festival?
I would hope so. I can see it coming out maybe in like Academy, Capital, like Indies, or sort of more independent cinemas. But it does have mainstream appeal. I really hope it does, and I just hope people can check it out. And also check out Jane's earlier work, We're All Going to the World's Fair, which is a deeply unnerving sort of postmodern internet horror, which those themes also bleed into this one as well. There's something quite unsettling in their films, and I think, but it really captures something very of this time that is hard to put a finger on. But I think for a filmmaker to be doing that and to do it so boldly is really cool.
Excellent. Hey, it sounds like a great flick. I'll definitely keep an eye out for cinema release for this one. All right. Was there anything else? Any other sort of parting wisdom post NZIFF, Latia?
I just wish it had been longer. I saw the final film, The Substance, at the Civic, which was to a massive, you know, big crowd. I didn't love it. It was like a funny time, like it was kind of crack up, but it wasn't. It, unfortunately, that one didn't live up to the hype for me.
Yes.
But it's like, I think with any good film festival, sometimes it's the smaller ones that you least expect that can have the biggest impact on you, which is what it's all about. So, yeah.
Excellent. Well, hey, Latia, thank you very much for ViewMaster this morning. We'll look forward to speaking with you next Friday.
Oh, thank you. See you later.
ViewMaster, only on 95BFM.